Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Get it. The Burt Show.
All right, Kaylee.
You're getting C-blocked right now from your wife, but yeah, it has nothing to do with sex.
Yeah, pretty much. So I got my wife a new car recently because her car was in need of repairs. And I was like, well, it's got a bunch of miles on it, you know, and she found a car.
Okay. Can I ask a question here real quick?
You may.
When you say you got your wife a new car.
Thank you.
Well, we got our wife a new car.
Okay, so you guys.
We got my wife a new car.
All right, so it's not like you paid for the entire thing. Both you guys are working. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, sorry.
No. I just want a clarification because that could change things.
There's a difference.
Sure.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I get it all the time. I'll say I, and she's like, excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, we.
Yeah.
Ours. You know, it's mine. Yours. Ours. Everything's yours.
Yeah. No, as a household, you all decided she was in need of a new car, especially for to transport the kids.
Yes.
That is the difference.
That,
mm-hmm. My ex-wife used to say, my house, while we were married. And I'm like, I live here too, right? It's our house, right?
And it's a very,
like,
very, very fine house.
And she's like, oh, yeah, that's right. You do.
Yeah. I mean, I get called out for that all the time. I just don't see what the big deal is. What's mine is yours. What's yours is mine.
Then say it.
Anyway.
Hours.
So, that's it. Okay. Anyway. So, she got a new car, and after, you know, she took possession of it, I started thinking to myself, well, my car. See how I'm saying my car? Because it's my car.
It's the car you drive.
Correct. I mean, her car. Her car.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm like, my car's getting up in miles now. And I don't know if you guys remember a couple of years back, it was many years back, she was trying to block me on getting the car that I have currently.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and what was her reasoning on that? I don't remember.
Not needed, I guess. Just
unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Car you're cruising around with is fine.
Yeah.
We don't want to spend the money on that.
You don't need Hemi, mm-hmm. You know, anyway, mm-hmm. But it makes me happy. And so I start just, you know, perusing, you know, what options there might be.
And you're also feeling like, okay, she just got a new car, so maybe I'm entitled to a new car also because she what she wanted?
Well, that's not the reason, but I mean, the car I'm driving now has more miles than the car she just replaced. I mean, it's almost got 150,000 miles on it. So repairs at that level of mileage will start coming. And it's like, how much do you want to invest into the car? Maybe it's time to upgrade. And so the car that I'm looking at, she's just not feeling. It's not practical. And I'm like, it's a full-size sedan. What's not practical?
So you can be in there, she can be in there, the kids can be in there.
Same setup as I already have in my car that I have currently. She's just not standing for it.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, and I take what she says into consideration.
That's very kind
because
of you.
I'm a loving husband.
And before you continue, how much input did you have in the car that you all purchased for her?
None.
Oh, none. I mean,
she
okay.
saw it because she was getting repairs. She saw it on the lot. Actually, it was a car that we drove when we were in San Diego, and we both loved it. And this was like a year ago. And so she told me about it, and we made it happen.
It does have a lot of leg room because he hauled me and Aaron and my friend Amy around for the not-so-bitter ball.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Okay.
Right, no,
they
nice.
Just bought it. It's a very nice car.
Yeah, but I mean, that was what she wanted.
Yeah.
So that's what baby wants, baby gets. Right?
And what does baby Kaylee want?
Well, I would like a It's called the Hellcat.
Okay.
It sounds practical.
It's very practical.
For a family of five.
It is
a full-size sedan. I'm not saying I'm trying to get a two-seater that can hold five.
And comfortably?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of car is it? A Hellcat? What is it?
I'm going to go with the Charger wide body Hellcat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. SRT.
For a sedan, if these prices are right, this is not what
not
I would
a brand new one.
Expect from a sedan, price-wise. What I'm seeing, a used with 28,000 miles is $85,000.
No, you can get better than that. No, you can get better than that.
Yeah.
Why the Hellcat, Kaylee?
Why the Hellcat?
Why not?
Okay.
It looks like a very fast freaking car.
It is fast.
I mean, it looks like race car.
I like to go from red light to red light very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Cassie, I'm looking at the same car. If you go over to get a new one, that's a $100,000 car.
Well, I found them. No, I'm thinking like 2016. Like, I'm not talking 2020.
$80,000 instead of $100,000?
Nah, you can get them for like 60, and then I'm going to make money on my car. So what I'm going to be paying, probably about 40. 42 is probably what I'll end up having to come up with. Anyway.
Is that more than what you all put into her new car?
Just a little. Not much.
Not much.
Almost the same.
I mean, a little.
So
I mean, within like $7,000 or $8,000.
Look, I think your wife is a very practical person. So what is she saying that, like, no, you can't have the Hellcat?
She just says, she's like, no. And I'm like, okay.
That's it.
That's it. Just no.
No.
Yeah.
She's
not
gotta
practical.
Give you she's got to give you reasons.
What, Cass?
I'm team Kaylee on this one. I don't know your financial setup, so that would be a big consideration. But I do think sometimes there's a practical, but then life is for fun. And if driving a Hellcat is going to be fun for you and you work hard and you can afford it financially without being strapped, I say go for it. Live one life.
I'm saving all that and sending it to her.
You just need to rename it, I think.
I just feel like you're leaving stuff out because I know you.
I'm thinking too.
The kitty pusher.
Like the pussycat or something. Yeah. She might be all right with that.
Yeah, we'll call it the pussycat.
My husband's not driving one of those either.
Get it? The Burt Show.